There are three declared candidates in the race for the leadership of the Liberal Party, with two, former Environment Minister Malcolm Turnbull and former Defence Minister Brendan Nelson, considered the most likely. Dr. Nelson is on the line and he's speaking with our Chief Political Correspondent, Chris Yeoman.
Brendan Nelson, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Chris.
Why would a former member of the Labor Party make a good leader of the Liberals?
Oh, well, look, firstly, I think we should pay our respects to Bernie Banton's family. He's a great Australian. He's passed, where it's a much abused term. But importantly, what our party is going to need over the next 3 years are going to be significant challenges for Australia. There are going to be significant global economic pressures that are going to affect our country. And at the moment, I think what we need is the right balance between experience on the one hand and also vision, energy, commitment and a unifying effect, not only on party but also policy as we face the future. For me, Chris, I think there are four key challenges that face the country. The first is, how do we get our federation to work in a world that's quite different from that of Henry Parkes? Secondly, how do we make sure our kids are going to have the prosperity that we too often, I think, take for granted, which is a product of hard work and decisions made today? Our third challenge is, how do we as Australians start to adjust to the notion of living on environmental interest rather than capital, and to not accept uncritically an apocalyptic view of our future? And of course, our fourth significant challenge is the security of our nation and facing up globally to Islamic extremism.
Well, federation, prosperity, environment, you do sound like a member of the Labor Party, like Kevin Rudd, in fact. That was his agenda.
Well, I think one of the things we've got to do, Chris, we should be very proud of what we have achieved over the last 11 years. However, there's been a message given to us by the public on Saturday. For me, I think the things that we do need seriously to look at is symbolism is extremely important. I think we also need to make sure that we ensure that the fundamental liberal values for which we have always stood, in terms of creating not just an economic vision of our future, but also a human and a social one, are no less important to us than getting the economic fundamentals right.
So is your party too hard? Did you move too far to the right?
Well, I think sometimes, Chris, we've appeared at times to be a group of very concerned men and women that have been driving economic reform, which has been so necessary. But I think at times we've failed to complete the narrative in terms of what is it that we're actually trying to achieve, towards what are we striving to grow. And I think at the moment, one of amongst the things we've got to do is to recognise that we've been given a very strong message about work choices. We need to make sure that we see the fine detail in legislation that's going to be presented by the Labor Party.
Just briefly, would you oppose their changes?
Well, I think we need to see the legislation itself. I think we need to respect the fact that the public has made a decision, but equally we need to respect the fact that we've got to make sure that whatever legislation is ultimately passed by the Labor Party, it's one that's going to make damn sure that my kids have got a decent chance of getting a job. And one of the things that I'd be particularly concerned about is the backtracking on unfair dismissal.
All right. Why would you be a better leader than Malcolm Turnbull?
Well, I don't think it's appropriate for me to air those sort of views through ABC AM, but I think at the moment what...
You obviously have views, though.
Well, I do, and I think at the moment what we need is a balance between experience, but also vision, care, commitment and energy. I also think that we're going to need a unifying effect at the same time that there is significant reform undertaken within our party, particularly in our New South Wales and Queensland areas, where we've basically taken a hammering over the weekend. And the other thing that's very important is that we do not under any circumstances repudiate what we have achieved for our nation. And the other thing that will be very important, which I've also had experience with, is working through the complexity and the hostility of a Senate
Brendan Nelson.
It's a government which will be quite different from us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
The Federal Member for Bradfield, Dr. Brendan Nelson, speaking with Chris Yeoman.